do you find your identity in Christ, and do you find that is enough? And so when someone looks at you also, and this is a seven-day devotion, can they see the identity of Christ in you? Welcome back to another podcast for Uncommon. I am TJ.
I'm Joshua.
And today we are doing a little bit of an unplugged version because currently our internet is down as well as our phones.
So full unplugged.
Full unplugged.
It's weird because we were talking about this earlier about the idea that internet has kind of almost become like a utility, like an essential, right?
Electricity.
It feels kind of like when we were having some issues with that like 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were out for a solid week. It almost kind of felt like the power was out. So a couple times I was like, oh, I can't charge my phone. The power's out. I'm like, wait, no, the power's on. It's just the internet that's the problem.
Right. Oh, the lights are still on. Okay, yeah. So good thing about this is that God's word does not need anything from you AT&T. Yeah, I'm naming names. So we're going to talk about today about a new Devo that we're releasing called Known, and then also a Devo Plus.
Yep.
And so we'll touch on what each of those are, where you can find them, and we'll touch on a little bit about where they're at. So I think the last count of devotions, we were like around approaching 90.
I think it was like, over 85.
Yeah, so we're slowly getting to 100. And so this is called Known, and we have submitted it to YouVersion, and I think they're on a month launch process. Mm-hmm. It's doubled recently. I don't know exactly what's going on, but so since they're going to be doing that, we're going to talk about it a little bit first. Yeah. So it's kind of like, do you find your identity in Christ? Because that sounds like, well, of course I do, but not everybody who does. Like, you know, they're believers, but they may be going through a bit of isolation. Mm. They don't have a lot of friends. They maybe just may change jobs or they moved. I mean, now we've gone through that a little bit, kind of like, we went to a new city, you're like, I don't know anyone here.
Right.
And so this is about, do you find your identity in Christ, and do you find that is enough? Mm. And so when someone looks at you also, and this is a seven-day devotion, can they see the identity of Christ in you? You're known by God, but also, would someone know that you are a believer by how you act, your character, your speech, that kind of thing? So that is our devotion. It's a seven-day piece, and it'll be released on the Bible app, also known as YouVersion. And then usually it'll eventually migrate over to Olive Tree as well. And we're slowly, ever so slowly, trying to get our content on Logos. And so that should be up and running hopefully by the end of this month.
Yeah.
So that is our devotion called Known. The other one is we call a Devo Plus. So tell them a little bit about Devo Pluses.
Devo Pluses are oftentimes original. So it's original content written for PDF, usually around 30 to, I think our largest one was like 120 pages long. Usually it's full with challenges, questions, verses to read through. But then also it has workbooks typically. So it has things that you can kind of go alongside that original study, having questions in there, challenges, kind of journal in there as well. Some of our devotion plus or Devo Pluses have devotions on top of the originals, as well as some video content too. But this one, The Great Exchange, has the original, which is the full PDF digital version of it, as well as the workbook. And so that's what we offer on the website. We offer Devo Pluses, master classes, and originals, and workbooks. Is that it?
And Good Talks.
And Good Talks. All part of our membership. You get access to all that, and that's hundreds of different files and questions and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, easily.
And so we have that for yearly subscription as well as monthly. And so when you're part of the Uncommon membership, you get access to all this. So as soon as this goes live on the website, which will be probably at the end of this, probably end of this month, if not sooner, mm-hmm. You'll get access to that immediately. You can go on the website, log into your account, and find the access right there and pull it right on your phone. If we had internet right now, we'd do the same thing. But from there, you'd be able to pull it up and kind of swipe through that so you have access to it anywhere.
Yes, and so I think we have about, I want to say about 30 originals. Mm-hmm. I would say it's about like maybe 12 Good Talk pieces. We have two master classes because that's the biggest part. It has everything all in one. And I think with the Great Exchange, this is our fourth.
Fourth Devo Plus, but then also we have the workbooks as well as the book studies. So that's, yes. That's a collection of all our content. And so that puts you every bit of, 80 plus of those as well?
Yeah, you could probably start your membership and read something once a week from us. And if you canceled your membership when you finished that, you'd probably keep it for at least 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and that's not including the devotions or the blog articles.
Or the podcast that we do here.
Right, exactly. So we got a lot of content. Mm-hmm. So if you want something free, the Devo is your flavor. If you want to upgrade that a little bit and get 10 times the content that's available on our, on say, YouVersion with our devotions, a membership. It's $49 a year, and it's there's an option of monthly that's $9.99 a month. Yeah. And so I don't think any of that's going to break the bank. But obviously, you know your budget better than we do.
Right, and the and getting, you know, just talking about Uncommon with people and, you know, bringing up devotions with your, you know, your men's group and stuff like that is all other ways you can contribute if you can't do financially kind of thing. So,
right. Telling someone about Uncommon, that sounds like the, you know, like basic thing, right? Mm-hmm. So last Saturday, the video of me doing the guided Bible study thing went out, and I had all kind of people texting me, posting on Facebook by seeing it kind of thing.
I had some friends reach out. They're like, I saw your dad on the Bible app.
Right. And so we took in, I had even a few friends were like, I didn't know you did this, you know, and then they thought it was just the devotion thing. Mm-hmm. And then when I showed them my comment, they like just blew their mind, like, how long have you been doing this? And so it's interesting to see that tons of people just find us for the very first time.
Right.
And when we got more exposure from YouVersion last week, we had an uptick of memberships. Mm-hmm. There is value there.
Yeah.
And then also just emails from people. One's in Oregon. One was in, I forget where the one was, Texas maybe. Mm-hmm. Just emailing, just found the ministry, thanking guys for it and all that kind of stuff. A little bit about their lives and family and stuff. So it was really cool to see it be found for the first time. In spite of our efforts to make everybody know about Uncommon, the gospel first, then Uncommon, it's just like more people don't know who we are than do.
Yeah, and that's why we're so appreciative of people that do support Uncommon, because,
sure,
you know, we know as much as we write the content and everything, there we are one of many, right?
Sure.
There are thousands of places you can go give your money towards for men's ministries outside your churches and stuff, and so we're very grateful that we get to do this as often as we do. But it is always interesting that, I mean, I always, the running joke that I always say is like, you know, oh, everybody's got a podcast, right? You know, Noah always jokes about having him and Kenzie want to do a Survivor podcast, right? Or
right,
pseudo-podcast thing.
Right.
And so when we started doing this, we were joking about that. And I had mentioned something about a podcast to some friends in a Bible study, and they said, "You do a podcast?" I was like, "Yeah, but everyone has a podcast." They're like, "I don't have a podcast." And the guy turning was right. "Do you got a podcast?" "No." "What's the name of this podcast again?"
So yeah, right.
It's one of those things that, you know, for us it's kind of day to day, but for a lot of those people, you know, they find a lot of value in, you know, the content, and because I think there's so much for free as well as membership that, you know, you can kind of catch a flavor of what we talk about.
Sure.
Before, you know, supporting us, and to all those who are giving, you know, so like devotion or not devotion, donations and being a member kind of thing, you know, that's always so helpful for us. But then we also have plenty of sponsors that come alongside us and give, you know, financially, some give us support with our website and support that way.
Like hosting so, and just, yeah, you know, so sometimes it's advice on certain business stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very pretty much appreciative. Lots goes into making a non-profit.
Yeah.
The word non-profit should tip you off that there is no profit going on here. So, well, be sure to check out our website at uncommon.org. You'll probably be seeing the known link up there pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And the Great Exchange is already there.
Yeah.
As of this podcast, so be sure to check it out today. And so, Joshua, hit them with it.
If you're going to be something, be uncommon.